Sagt die Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Sanhedrin, Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Gimel, Chaymer bedivrei Seifrim, maybe bedivrei Torah. There is something more strict. And here we have to be careful how we touch the words. Normally, divrei Seifrim means things that are midrabanan. Our Mishnah means things that are really min ha-Torah, but doesn't say befeidish in the Pasuk. Chazal describe what the Pasuk means. Maybe divrei Torah, this is considered more strict than in Yonim that say befeidish in the Torah. For example, ha-Omer, if someone says, ain't tefillin, there's no chiyuv to wear tefillin. K'tei lavrol divrei Torah. He wants to be over what the Torah tells us that you have to do befeidish. Shukshartim liyos. So this person says, no, you don't have to put on tefillin. So Potter. He's not chayiv misa. It's obvious that he's making a mistake. It's obvious he doesn't know what he's talking about. But suppose he would come along and he would say, chamesh toitafais. There should be five compartments in the tefillin shel rosh. Lehoisev al divrei seifrim. Adding on to the words of the Chachamim, who explained the pasuk that the Torah wants us to have tefillin shel rosh with four compartments, each one containing a different parsha. And we go through this whole process, and he argues all the way up until the Sanhedrin doesn't want to change his mind. Chayiv. He's the Zaken Mamre, that is Chayiv Misa. So again, quickly chazing over what we learned in our Mishnah. This that we learned in the previous Mishnah, that a Zaken Mamre is Chayiv, it's Dafka. If he takes something, the Chazal Darshan, and he adds his own thing to it. Like there should be a fifth compartment to the Tefillin Shel Rosh. But if he says something so outlandish, so ridiculous, like you don't have to put on tefillin, he doesn't become a Zaken Mamre, because everyone knows that just doesn't make any sense. He doesn't know what he's talking about. The Gemara really says an interesting thing. The only way he would be Chayiv Misa with the tefillin is if he takes a tefillin shirosh, which was made correctly, with four batim, and he says, oh, you have to add on a fifth part over here. But if he says lechatchila to make it out of five, so that's similar to saying there was no tefillin to start with. He's just ruling something which so obviously wrong that he doesn't become a Zaken Mamre.